Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the technical area, the Football Manager podcast, brought to you by me, your host, Gaffer Gramer, once again. Back in your ears, another week has gone by, and while the world of football rushes by, I suppose you could say the same in the world of Football Manager, where some of you may be in a situation where you've gone through a season since you last heard from me. Some of you may not. Some of you could be in a situation like me where you might have even played a match in the full version. But it's great that I can be getting back talking to you again. That once again, that we're looking at something here potentially becoming a habit. Getting back, getting things going, which is always wonderful. Really, really great to see. Great to hear. Great for me to be back as well. And big thank you to everyone out there who did get involved in this week's podcast with the poll. Big thanks again to all of you for the well wishes and all the nice messages and that I received over the past week about the podcast being back. So look, here we go again, another Football Manager podcast and another episode, and this time we're going to be talking about the 3-5-2. A little bit of a focus as well on Simeone and Inzaghi's Inter Milan as well, because quite frankly, on a recent visit to Milan, getting to see them in action, I kind of fell in love with them, and I fell in love with what I saw there with the 3-5-2, the shape that they were playing. A few other bits of housekeeping, though, I suppose, to talk about before we do get started. Like that, the Basel save, not much has happened. Second half of the season is on the way. I played the first match of the second half there, so that's something I'm really looking forward to. Beginning to put together the first episode of What Would Gaffer Gramo Do? Thanks to those who did get involved in the poll there and helped me to choose Aberdeen as my team for the first month, for the first episode of that. So again, thanks again to Jake Tolley for recommending that idea. Not sure Aberdeen was on the list, Jake, when you made that suggestion, but that's something I'm really, really looking forward to doing now. I suppose busy month ahead for me, away from the Football Manager life, so being able to sink my teeth into hopefully a season with Aberdeen in the next month, getting things done with Basel as much best as possible. But really, like that, I have to kind of double down on the FM24 efforts, but I've already got the first episode of the FM25 series of the podcast written down and in development, so I suppose I need to get my finger out now on FM24 and stop pushing things off into the future. But speaking of getting double down, getting focused, getting back to the real world and getting back to the now, the 3-5-2 formation, something I said on Twitter, you know, oppositions in Football Manager beginning to line up with these with these 3-5-2 shapes. We're beginning to see a resurgence in 3 at the back shapes, whether it is a 3-5-2 or a 3-5-3, whatever it is. And so since Antonio Conte broke the mold, the 3-5-2, we've seen a massive resurgence in the shape being used across European football. Guardiola's Man City have used it at times. Inzaghi's Inter, we'll be talking about a little bit later on. Mourinho's Roma. Xabi Alonso's getting great use, great effect out of the 3-5-2 at Leverkusen over the last 18 months or so. We've even seen Diego Simeone's Atleti adopt a 3-5-2 shape at times. Now that we're looking past an era where Guardiola's 4-3-3 tiki-taka became Jurgen Klopp's and Bayard's 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1 gegenpressing, when one shape or system rises, a solution begins to appear. And the 3-5-2 seems to have been the one which is combating the ways of those 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1 shapes. And I suppose we could say like that, philosophically taking pieces from Guardiola's tiki-taka, Klopp's gegenpressing, and all of these other great systems that have appeared over the past couple of years. But really in this episode, in this podcast, we want to talk about building a perfect 3-5-2. What are the elements? What are the key points we need to consider? What inspiration can we take from a team using it to great effect? What exploits, what things we need to be aware of, and what exploits can we expect to come from using the 3-5-2? In building a squad, what recruitment areas do we need to focus on? And then I suppose bringing like an FM roundup on it there where inspiration has come from. So it was another key voice in the Football Manager content creation community, and like that, we'll get onto that there in the end. So building up a 3-5-2, one of the standout points, of course, is talking about the three, a back three. And when you're building up a back three, many people may see this as being a potential way of looking at a defensive-minded system. However, as we've seen, when you build the perfect 3-5-2, not only are you looking at building up a team that is strong at the back, but a team where the centre backs are seeing more and more across football, even with back four shapes, that the centre backs are becoming increasingly influential in possession phases. And it's no different with a 3-5-2. When we're building a perfect 3-5-2, our centre backs will be key for us, both in and out of possession phases. When we're in possession, they will offer us the chance to create overloads on the pitch. They will offer then control and protection and central, you know, strength when we are out of possession. So although in transition phases, centre backs there like that will offer technical ability, movement in the build-up phase, and again, a strength in the defensive phase. We're looking in transitions, really in the in-possession, out-of-possession phase, we're looking at building a backline of really strong, really powerful players. Oftentimes we see this as being, you know, a simple way of integrating ball-playing defenders, either side of, say, a covering defender. But it doesn't always have to be this way. Sometimes we can build it up where the central defender is the one who steps forward rather than steps back. A ball-playing defender on stopper. A libero, even, if you want to be adventurous, like I was in Football Manager 23. The central one player does not have to be the one who drops back, who sits behind and covers. The central one can be the one who takes a step forward. So in building your shape, that is one thing to consider. If you want to look at alternatives, if you want to ask different questions of the opposition and use your back three stronger, you could always flip it and have that central player being the one offering a more of a presence further up the pitch in the middle and maybe even the final thirds there. Back threes then are often then accompanied then by wing backs, and the relationship between your wing backs and your back three will be very, very important. While we see many sides use wide centre backs in these shapes, think of, I suppose, going back to Chris Wilder's first Sheffield United side in the Premier League in 2019-20. We also have to consider then, how do the wing backs play? If the wide centre backs are occupying wider spaces or half spaces, where do we position the wing backs? Are they defensive minded or are they attacking minded? And no matter what conclusion it is you come to when building your back line, the most demands in this shape will be placed on the wing backs, because they will be the only players in the really wide areas of the pitch, those closest to the bylines at times. If we play them high, they'll give us the opportunity to push the opposition back further and further. But if we sit them low, there will be space in front. So that's a question then that needs answering. How do we cope? How do we build here? Maybe it is like Chris Wilder, you'll invert those two wing backs, and they're the ones in the half spaces, and the wide centre backs are the one in the wide spaces. But what you're looking to do here is create a balance and a relationship between the two of these. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be symmetrical where you're getting the two centre backs as wide. One of your centre backs can be wide, and you can invert the full back or the wing back on that side. Or one of, like I used a little bit, and I was managing Arundel in FM23. I had a wide centre back on the right and a complete wing back, say, on the right hand side. Or on the left hand side, I'd have the complete wing back. And, you know, again, the left sided centre back would be the one who'd sit a little bit wider. And that way, I'd create in some ways a back four, a back two, whatever it was that it needed to be, just through my in possession positions. And that's something as well, when you're building this shape, to keep in mind is also analyse as you go along and look at the difference of the shape in possession and out of possession. The other thing as well, I suppose, would be to take into consideration the lineup of the opposition. like I said, if you're going to play with the central defender being the one who steps forward, I often found this used to be ideal when the opposition had two up front, or maybe we're not playing with a player in that attacking midfielder role in the 10 position. Other times, if they were sometimes playing with one up front, that centre back, the central one, maybe the one who might sit a little bit deeper or try and sit in line, and the two guys either side would push further forward. But like that, no matter what it is, when you have your wing backs, these players who you're going to demand a huge amount from in these games, you're looking for players who are fast, players who can cross, players who can defend, and players who can aggressively press. So the work rate needs to be high, the teamwork needs to be high, stamina needs to be high, decent acceleration, decent pace, decent ability to cross the ball, decent technique. You know, you're asking a lot here. Good decision making also can't be something that goes wrong here. Good determination can't be something to be overlooked here. So when you're building up this team, the wing backs could potentially be the most important players you have in this team. And they could be the two players that you, or the four players, whichever it is you have, that you build around. And having players maybe who play the same role, having players who play different roles, so maybe one who's a bit more, you know, defensively minded, a player who maybe is a little bit more, you know, aggressive and attacking minded, they'll give you alternatives, they'll give you options, they'll give you ways to change your shape just by introducing them and using their strengths and playing to their strengths massively. Now, like this with the back three, the back five, whatever you want to see, the 3-5-2 being, or a 5-3-2, as some may say, the central five, the inside five, what do you need from players here? Well, this is where you're going to ask a lot of movement from. Players will move in possession to, you know, create spaces, and out of possession move to close off space. Players who will provide good passing options. Almost unite this in a zonal manner. What space is each of these players going to take up? And the tactic builder on Football Manager, and the tactic screen is excellent for this. The built-in analysis showing you kind of colour coordinated overlay of where the strengths and weaknesses of your system lie. Being able to see, right, if there's a red box here, this is where you're going to concede an awful lot of space. You're not going to have an awful lot of a presence in. So when you are setting up with this central five, this inside five, there are players who you need to upgrade to be good passing options, players with good movement, players who can create space and attack space. So like this, technical attributes, passing, technical attributes like off the ball, or mental attributes like off the ball, these are going to be very, very important to you when you're looking to find the ideal player to sit in and play in these positions. And again, like I said with the wing backs, it's not often you want to have players who play, you know, like for like, you know, swap them in and it's the exact same player who comes on and does the exact same job. Sometimes you might need a player to come in and offer something a little bit different. You know, you might bring on a playmaker who's a bit more defensive or more advanced. You might bring on a, you know, a box-to-box midfielder or a Mazzala. Players who like that move into the half space and the central space. But no matter what is with this 3-5-2, no matter how this works for you, no matter how you look to create links between the back three, links between the wing backs, links between the midfield and links with the front line, you're going to need to make sure that across the system you have players attacking, you know, between the lines vertically going up the pitch. So those channels between fullback and centre back and so on, but also players dropping them between the lines, dropping back into the space between defensive midfield and between the midfield and the attack. And sometimes like that, if you are playing with an aggressive central defender, if you are playing with a libero at the heart of the tree, sometimes an aggressive goalkeeper here can help you then keep the nature of a back three by having this sweeper here, sweeper, keeper on attack. Think of Andre Onana at Inter. How often like that last year we saw Onana coming into the back three, Ederson doing the same at Manchester City to an extent, and then allowing a fullback, a centre back, push a little bit higher up the pitch, and having like that centre backs who are comfortable as fullbacks, and they have Bastoni and Pavard, Darmian at City. You've got Ake, you've got Kvaratskhelia, John Stones, even Kyle Walker. You can tap into the versatility of these players, and you can look to maximise the strengths they have in different ways. And like that, then having an aggressive goalkeeper, a player who's strong in distribution, that kind of characteristic of a goalkeeper, you'll then give your whole team a very, very solid and a key base from which you can build, that are all the way up through the lines, you've then got exactly what it is that you need. I've mentioned them enough before, and I've mentioned them even there just then, but Simeone and Inzaghi's Inter Milan are perhaps, you know, the flag bearer at the moment, the standard bearer of what it is to play in the 3-5-2 shape. And whether you've been lucky enough to see them in person or not, you get to see them on the television, or you watch YouTube analysis highlights, whatever it is that you see of them, you can't but be impressed by what it is on show here. You're looking at one of Europe's biggest clubs in a financial hole, we could say, having lost a lot of key players on the back of a Champions League final reaching season, comfortably leading Serie A. And it's no coincidence that this team is so strong, because the manager's philosophy, tactical identity is so strong. Inter will look to control the ball. They're a possession-based side, and there's no two ways of arguing against this here. They're a team that predominantly seeks a short passing game to try and bypass the press. A passing system that involves getting as many players involved in the ball, including the goalkeeper. Although the identity of the keeper has changed this year from someone as comfortable with the ball of his feet as Andre Onana to a goalkeeper like Jan Sommer, who, let's be honest, is not a keeper who is as comfortable with the ball at his feet as Onana is. Nonetheless, this is a team who looks to, again, make the most of what it is that they have, the technical ability they have, and again, places a huge amount of emphasis on creating opportunities in the wide spaces, placing huge levels of demands on their wingbacks to create crossing opportunities as their predominant way of creating opportunities, to get players in these wide positions and then have movement where you can kind of create overloads in the box by having players in there who can attack not only just headers, you know, with headers from crosses into the box, but create crossing opportunities where the second ball is often one of the key manners in which these teams score. And like that, this short passing style, this possession-based style, it is patient. They want to open up gaps. They want to be able to move the opposition about, create through movement, create through players attacking half spaces, having overlaps, having underlaps, whatever it is that they need to do. Sit and attack asymmetrically at times to create these opportunities. But nonetheless, they're a team that looks to maximise the effect of the wide players as their key attacking threat. Now, while teams who tend to press high against them force Simeone to adopt a deeper sitting approach, this is a team strong in the counter-attack. Unlike that, whether they win the ball up high, which is their natural inclination, against weaker sides or not, you're looking at a team here who's very, very technically capable, and a team that is well-drilled, and a team who has also maximised the effect of being able to switch play under high pressure. Now, that switch of play is something we're seeing becoming more and more characteristic of how many teams try and bypass the press, lure the opposition to one side of the pitch, create a free man on the far side and attack by switching the play over. Key to that system for Inter has been their centre-backs. Bastoni, Pavard, Acerbi, whoever it is, Darmian as well at times. Having these players free, players who are very, very good with the ball at their feet, players who are capable of attacking the opposition, creating an opportunity where they're free, and having a player then sitting centrally, a regista like Hakan Şalhanoğlu, who can switch play with pinpoint accuracy to the far side, then opens the play up, and Inter then have created a new advantage. And with four very, very strong and capable fullbacks, wingbacks, really, the expression I should be using, you've got a team here now who typifies exactly what it is a 3-5-2 offers. A team that's able to combine elements of patient possession build-up play. A team that is excellent in counter-pressing. and pressing the opposition up high, and then the technical ability to switch play, open teams up, and create opportunities through direct and passive passing options. Inter, like that, and Inzaghi's example, it's just something that we as Football Manager players should really look to try and mimic, to try and take advantage of, if the 3-5-2 shape is something we wish to utilise more and more. And like I said, the fact that the goalkeeper is part of the back line, and the wide centre backs open up passing lanes, and a regista drops deep to help and support the build-up play, you're looking at a team of very, very, very capable players and very, very comfortable players deep in their back line. Something which you could say typifies Roberto De Zerbi's style at Brighton and at Sassuolo before. You know, the wing backs will push up high, but yet at the back you're looking at a centre back, two centre backs and the goalkeeper making a back three, a wide centre back. A wide centre back who then pushes up high and then wing backs up higher. Inter have got players capable of being passive in their short passing options and then very, very aggressive then with players capable of opening play up with these diagonal sweeping passes. We've really got here the perfect example of a new type of build up play, something which is becoming more and more and more commonplace in football. Of course, it comes with its risks. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But nonetheless, your team that's patient in deep build-up play can progress the ball forward as a unit and then attack the team opposition through passing and movement. This here is everything we as Football Manager players need to build up when we have a tactic creation session where we're sitting down and we're looking to create or evolve a tactic. And then when you've got players who are key to your counter-attack, in a striker like Lautaro Martinez, a central midfielder like Nicolò Barella, you've got players capable of driving forward, of moving, and asking the opposition all different types of questions about where it is they position themselves. Do they follow the man, or do they leave him in sitting in space? You've got a player now like Marcus Thuram, who offers up link-up play, but again, can attack on the last line, getting at the end of crosses, you know, making a run down a channel. So you've got a really complete kind of striker line here. Two strikers in Thuram and Martinez who move and link up play and go side to side and complement one another in front of a midfield like Barella, a central midfielder who pushes high up. You could even argue Heinrich Mkhitaryan at times plays as a mezzala, moving into the half spaces, comfortable with the ball at both feet, you know, looking to try and find pockets of space in which to play. And Hakan Şalhanoğlu sitting behind this directing play. Inter Milan have the perfect midfield three. And it's something I spoke about in podcasts past. And yet you look here, that was often talking about a 4-3-3. But now in a 3-5-2, we're talking about this midfield three of Inter being perfect. And something which we, when we play Football Manager, should look to try and do. And it's not often we see a midfield three without a true defensive element, a true defensively minded role. You'd often say, right, I might play a deep line playmaker here instead of a regista, because the regista does not seem to be as defensively minded when you see the role kind of move a little bit further up to the two in the central midfield. Okay, fair enough, that's understandable. But Inter have the strength in the back three. And like I said before, when you're building a perfect 3-5-2, that inside five, your two strikers and your three centre midfielders, they often offer zonal coverage. They will sit in spaces, they will sit in zones, and they will close the opposition down. And like with a player like Şalhanoğlu, who can move to the side and help press alongside a centre midfielder, a player then who's so comfortable with both the ball at both feet, opening up play. Really what you're talking about here is everything that you need to then transition very, very quickly from a deep defensive situation to attack with a very well coordinated press. So I like that, yeah. The 3-5-2 seems to have many exploits. There's so many positives that go with it. High wing backs, Stoke can leave space in behind. Channel running, when you've got wide centre backs as well, can often pose a massive question on Football Manager. I've been hit so many times by players running down channels. It opens up the back line, it moves the centre backs around. And if you're playing like Inter with a Regista, maybe you could be someone who struggles a little bit here to defensively cope with this. And like that, 2/3 of those who voted said that's exactly how they would attack a team that plays just like Inter Milan. They'd look to try and overload the wings and ask plenty of questions. And having, if you're playing a 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, whatever it is, even having a Mazzal in centre midfield will ask questions there again if the opposition in a 3-5-2 is playing with the wing backs high. But then if the wing backs are sitting low and there's a back five situation going on, we're allowing the opposition plenty of space to play in front. They can double up on wings to create overloads. Like 2/3 of voters on the poll said, that's what they'd look to do. Seek to control the play in the opposition third in the space. But then, of course, deep block there, how do we open it up? But nonetheless, that's the approach we're going to take. We're going to try and overload the wide spaces. Because nonetheless, when you are playing with a 3-5-2 and you are looking to attack the opposition, the flanks are going to be key for you. While you have this deep overload in your own third as your predominant strength, you need to have a team, and you and yourself need to have the mindset of being patient in possession to open up gaps. Or you need your centre-backs to ask questions of the opposition when they move, whether it's forward, like a libero, like a ball playing a stopper, or whether it is a wide centre-back. So you're going to be asking questions using your centre-backs. So you're going to be asking questions from deep. And like that, the strength of having 3 centre-backs means that when you are defending, you're protected against the counter-attack there, ideally. A cohesive unit will have wing-backs pressing or cover. And if you are setting up your tactical instructions, the best thing you can do here is funnel the opposition wide. Push them wide and press wide. Wide centre-backs, wing-backs and the wide centre midfielders here will be key to this working to your strength. So that's one of the most important team instructions you need to have in place if you are making a 3-5-2 shape. Force the opposition outside, press them wide and try to stop crosses. That has to be your goal there. Now, look, it's all well and good saying this, but having the right players who can play the right roles is going to be key to you and the success of you having a 3-5-2 that works. Now, while Inzaghi has had time to perfect his from Lazio to Inter, and there was patience at the start, I suppose, to develop these shapes, one of the strengths of Inter is, we've seen this year, is like I said, there's been a huge turnover of key players. And players like Hakan Şalhanoğlu have been forced to retrain as a deep-lying playmaker or a regista. So when you're looking for a player who can play in your number 6 role in this shape, this player is going to be your main passing link. So while the wing-backs, like I said, are so integral to what it is you do, and perhaps are the players you build around, the most important player in the central area of that pitch has to be your 6. Has to be your regista. They're going to dictate the tempo of the game. And then out of possession, they're going to stop the opposition. They're going to break up play. They're going to try and hold up the opposition. And they're going to try and screen your back line. So you need a player who's not only press resistant, but is also high pressing, energetic player. And as we all know, if the fixtures are building up and you're playing 3 games a week, you're going to need an alternative to go in here. So it's not good enough just to have one, but having someone else there to play in a similar way is going to be very, very important to you and how you build up this shape. In front of your six are going to be your eights. Maybe it's a mezzala, the wide centre midfielder pushing high and wide. But nonetheless, your eight, the centre midfielders you choose, have to be players who make penetrative runs and passes. Have to be players who can cover and screen the central passing lanes. Players who are technically capable of asking questions through passing, through movement, and potentially through long shots as well. We all have seen the video of, I know I'm talking about the six again and the Regis of Shannon Odu. We've all seen the videos of his exploits from 30 yards or so out. And the other centre midfielders that Inter have are not far off being in that calibre as well at times. So really, when you're looking for your eights, you're looking for your mezzala, you're looking for players who are good with the ball at their feet, who can make good runs, have good off-the-ball movement, and have good passing, good vision, good technique. And most importantly, you could nearly argue, good stamina as well to be able to hold up in the middle of midfield. The two striker systems, like that, once we many have said was a thing of the past, now making this resurgence. So the makeup of your front line needs to be two strikers who will complement each other. You look at the options Inter Milan have now. Once you kind of go past Thuram and Martinez, you're down maybe looking at Marko Arnautovic. So there is a bit of a drop off there in the striker. But nonetheless, the roles, the duties they offer, they complement each other. And the players are flexible enough to provide multiple roles at these times. So like that, the advance forward, deep lying forward, pressing forward, deep lying forward. Potentially even a trequartista added in. But you've got the hardworking striker and the link striker. Thuram capable of making penetrative runs in behind, as is Lautaro. But like that, in the past, that was not the makeup of Inter's front line. Lukaku and Dzeko, they have been strikers I've had in the past. Players to target men who can hold play up. And the thing is with Lukaku and Dzeko, you know, these are guys like that who've also played. Dzeko with Mourinho's at Roma. Lukaku with Conte at Chelsea. With Mourinho at Roma as well. Players who have shown an ability to play as a part of a two-striker system. And then potentially one other key thing to remember is a distributor as your goalkeeper. And look for that player style. Something many people overlook is looking at the player style, a distributor as your goalkeeper. So look at the attributes there of a sweeper-keeper on attack if you want to be really aggressive, or a sweeper-keeper on support if you want to be just that little bit more conservative. And you're looking at your wing-backs, stamina, the technical attributes, like I already mentioned, like crossing, passing, going to be very, very important here. Maybe wide centre backs as well. When you look at dribbling, look at passing, potentially even looking at crossing, something that Bastoni is excellent at. Or maybe for a wide centre back, you could retrain an old fullback, an old wing back, to be this role if they've got the right attributes there. Because sometimes I find defensively minded wing backs, some of them have the attributes capable of being a wide centre back. So maybe for you, that can be where you find a way to fill a hole, fill a need of retraining a player, or going into the market and making a recruitment decision there on a potential new signing. So like that, filter using the attributes. Something you can do there when you go into the player search screen. You can select the attributes of a position and a role, and then see what players match. So maybe like that, you can find someone who potentially could be retrained to fit in as a wide centre-back. Now, I asked the question, how do you beat a 3-5-2 on Twitter? And I gave you an example shape. And that came from RDF Tactics. And you'll find link down below to all the pieces I read. You know that now this is something I like to do, is I do my research and I'll share the links, places I've read and found as much information as possible. But RDF Tactics has a great piece on his website all about Simeone and the 3-5-2. He has a tactic done, which you can, of course, download, which he has made available. Again, you'll find a link to that piece down below. But if you look at the shape there, it's something very similar to what we spoke about. Now, while he has an advanced playmaker in the central midfield, there's his midfield too. Maybe in the FM game engine, that's how the real world translates in. But nonetheless, the 3-5-2 was something for us all to consider as a fluid shape. You know, something that can be a 4-4-2 asymmetric in the build-up opportunity. Nonetheless, it's our interpretation and it's what works for our squads. And like that, maybe it's something that you want to develop over the course of a season. I like to, at the mid-season point, start thinking of the tactic for next season, throw it in slot number 3, and then when I'm going to make my recruitment decisions for the summer, I'll look at that slot number 3 and see, right, do I need to make an improvement on what I have here? Have my players retraining well that I need to retrain? Or what differences do I make? But nonetheless, getting the 3-5-2 right is hugely important. Too aggressive and the back line cannot be effective. Too conservative and look what happened to Inter against Atleti. Look, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again real soon. If you liked it, please write and review and keep your eyes peeled on the socials for next week's question. Until then, I've been Gaffer Guaymo. Bye now.